This is Senator Al Simpson. Will Ted Kennedy join me in bringing our most talented and knowledgeable teachers into our classrooms? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the pathway to becoming a teacher is too often blocked by arcane certification requirements that have little to do with the real goal of educating young people. Many state certification systems deny access to the classroom to some highly qualified individuals who have a real desire and ability to teach. But the President's Alternative Teacher Certification Program can help us to change all that. A one-time expenditure of $25 million will make grants to states and local school districts to develop new and realistic certification systems. Scientists, engineers, economists, and authors can then share their own professional wisdom with our children. Forget whether they take the course of tests and measurements in college. Let's work hard to enhance the supply of great teachers and not to bar their access to the classroom.
Al, teaching is a skill, too. Quick fixes that open up classrooms to teachers without training won't bring in better teachers or guarantee good schools. Rocket scientists may be geniuses, but what good is it if they're dumped in the classroom and can't communicate with the students? Here's a better approach, Al. Start paying teachers a living wage. Encourage students to make teaching a career, especially in math and science, where the shortage is worst. Offer more support and mentoring for new teachers so we don't start to lose them the day school begins. Give them mid-career education, too, so that today's teachers can keep up with their fields and learn the disciplines of tomorrow. Honor good teachers. Reward them with sabbaticals if they stay in their profession. Give them a real role in school management decisions that affect their lives and careers. Alternative certification may help in some cases, Al, but don't pretend it's a substitute for real teaching reforms. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Reforming the Hatch Act. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.